Well, hello! Welcome to Ian Butler's podcast. Yeah, you know, I just started this podcast, but here's one thing that I want you guys to know is the fact that I don't do this for a living. So, obviously, I'm, like, young, so how am I supposed to do this for a living? But I'm not just gonna go through and spend my whole day making a podcast, obviously. You know, I'm not running off for the best stuff. But I'm going to try to make this podcast short, maybe about a half an hour. But the thing is that I'm just going to talk about, you know, different types of news that's going on. You know, shouldn't be that hard. But I just want to make it interesting for you guys. Later on, I'm going to try to interview different people so they can explain what their career is, like rappers, businessmen, just about anything. You know, I got a little bit of the sniffles here, so you might hear me do that a couple times here and there. So, we want to talk about the 2018 news. Try my best to make it as interesting as I can. And let me just get this started up. You know, some people said that, Ian, what the heck? Why are you trying to make a podcast? I'm like, why not? You know, I got nothing better to do. But obviously not going to spend my whole day on it. So let's just get into what we're going to do. You know, I'm maybe doing a little bit of stuff, interesting stuff. This may be kind of boring for you, but if it's boring, then you don't have to listen to it, okay? You know, we don't want to go through this and talk about who's fighting Logan Paul, Jake Paul. You know, nobody cares about that. Well, people do, but that's not what this podcast is about. We're not going to be Keemstar or something like that. Something weird. Well, let's just talk about, we're not going to talk about Donald Trump. Let's just say that too. Yeah, we're just going to keep that out of this. You know, let's just look at some interesting stuff. So, like, let's talk about Nicki Minaj. Like, personally, Nicki Minaj she's a little too extra. You know, she says stuff that she doesn't need to. She thinks she's better than everybody else when she's really not that good. Like, I mean, all of her songs sound the same. It's like you say one thing that's like, my name's Ian and I'm awesome. It just doesn't sound good, personally. I mean, you have your own opinion, but some people think Nicki Minaj is the queen. Well, I disagree. You know, she's definitely not the queen of anything except for being a jerk. Some people are probably gonna be like, "What the heck? How dare you talk about Nicki Minaj like that?" Well, I don't care. Okay, I'll talk about Nicki Minaj. I'll talk about anyone. Okay, I'm not scared. They're not gonna listen to this anyways. No big deal. They'll be like, "Oh, this kid, he's talking about some mess." Now, some people may find this stupid, just because it's just me. You know, well, let's just start getting into this. Well, everybody feels the need that they need to go to this wedding or Prince blah 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 blah. Everybody probably knows about it. At least it's not on the TV like every other thing. Yeah, you know, it's just weird. I don't know. It's like, it's pretty cool and everything that, you know, like you come from that you start from the beginning, then you're just like a famous person and you decide to start getting married to someone. They call it a wedding fit for a princess, and more celebrities stepped out of Prince blah 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 wedding to Jack Brooks Bank on Friday, October 12th. And Brooke Frank exchanged vows at chapel at the Windsor Castle. Windsor Castle. You know, a lot of people don't understand. Like, watch one of these minutes. One of these, somebody's just gonna come running in and be like, what the heck is going on in here? And I'll be like, it's just me. Yeah. But all these celebrities, I really don't understand. Oh, here's something interesting. Well, apparently they came up with this new body fat reducer. Well, they call it the dad bod killer. Some people say that this is the best thing. I disagree. You know, why are you going to get rid of the dad bod? You're a dad, so you gotta rock the dad bod. You know, I mean, the dad bod is something that not many people really want to talk about, you know. They're like, oh, the dad bod, let me rock the dad bod. But apparently that's the new thing. But if you don't have the dad bod, you get the beach bod. You know, are you gonna go eat a bunch of chips or something to try to get that? Or are you just going to be yourself? You know, I was just talking to my brother. And he was saying, like, he was like, no, you don't. He's like, you know, you do not have a podcast. I'm like, yeah, I do have a podcast. You know, it's a pretty good podcast. If I do say so myself. Some people are like, oh, he's got the sniffles. I don't want to hear that. Well, I don't care. You don't like that, then turn it off. Okay? You know, I'm trying my best. This is new for me. You know, it just feels weird just talking into a microphone. Like, what the heck? Why would you want to do this? We're not just going to talk about this boring news. We're going to talk about some interesting. Let's just talk about some YouTube news. Well, you know, have you seen the Shane Dawson stuff? Well, I don't, look, I personally, it's really interesting. You know, it's kind of disappointing, in my opinion, the fact that the therapist, not a doctor, the therapist decided that he was not a psychopath. She said he doesn't have any signs. Jake Paul, that's what we're talking about. Jake Paul, Shane Dawson. I'm sorry if I didn't say that, but that's what we're talking about. So, they already decided that he does not, he's not a sociopath. If you guys didn't know, sociopath means he doesn't necessarily have feelings. So, if someone were to die in his family, or he saw someone die, he wouldn't care. It's not that he wouldn't care, he wouldn't understand, like, why is everybody sad, why is everybody crying. But what they do learn is that you look at feelings, and you try to understand it. And from what I've heard, that's what it means. So then it's kind of like, it's kind of like, Like, you're just sitting here. Just try to think about that. It's almost impossible for some people to try to say, like, yeah, I don't have feelings. You know? It's kind of like, yeah, no way. I don't have feelings. But then I will say this. Shane Dawson was a little bit overdramatic. He kind of got a little overdramatic. He was like, oh, no. Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh. He was like, what? They eat food? See, this is where PewDiePie came off. What he said made a lot more sense, in my opinion. It's funny how I said I wasn't going to talk about YouTube drama, you know? But this is interesting, in my opinion. It's more... I wouldn't call it drama, because they all agreed to it. But, of course, this is the real drama. So, Logan Paul has to make everything so dramatic. He's like, no, we're definitely not sociopaths. We're not sociopaths. We're just... We're on a scale of being a sociopath. Well... I guess that makes sense that you're on a scale of being a sociopath. But... But, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call it a scale. I feel like it's not necessarily you are or you aren't. You're not on a scale of a sociopath. You have sociopath tendencies. So it's not necessarily being a sociopath. Don't put yourself on that scale. A lot of people have situations where some people are crying, but some people don't understand. There's several instances where you're at something, and then some people, like, you'll see somebody else crying and you automatically cry. So that's like almost the opposite of a sociopath. But sociopaths try to make it so that How do I say it? So it's not being a sociopath on a scale. It's being a sociopath that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Well, some of you guys may not believe this, but I'm a CEO of a company. You know, it just... But let's talk about, you know, I YouTube drama. I said I wasn't going to talk about it on this podcast today, but I did decide that it would be better to look into stuff like this. So here's this. Is BetterHelp really YouTube's biggest scam? But this YouTuber, I don't really watch him, but I've heard of him, Philip DeFranco, says no, it's not. But what they necessarily mean by better help is the fact that it's like... That feeling like DeFranco denied these claims, feeling that BetterHelp is a good product and sponsored with a good purpose that was well received by his viewers. He even claimed to use the service himself, although Keemstar has questioned his claim. See, you know, I don't want to turn into Keemstar, but I want to, later on in this thing, I want to interview like young rappers so we can understand them, almost like Adam 22, but just... He kind of interviews not young, necessarily, rappers, like, in age, but young rappers that are just up and coming, like rookies in a game. So, I kind of want to, it's almost, like, I have this idea, it's called Golden Records. I wanted to make something Golden Records, so it'd be like a record studio. Like, you'd have that, but then you'd have people, like, young rappers come there. Then they'd, like, I guess, sign, like, a giant golden record. And then we talk about their, like, first song. And then we talk about, like where they were to where they are now, kind of thing. So we wouldn't be necessarily talking about, we'd be talking about them, not necessarily just their music, not necessarily where they came from, but how they grew up, how their lives changed from becoming a rapper. But people are like, oh wow, how are they making money? Well, sponsors, come on now. That's what it would be. So it wouldn't necessarily be something like that, but it would be at the same time. So we'd be just interviewing them, seeing how they are, seeing what they do, seeing where they came from. But I don't necessarily, how do I say this? I don't necessarily want to do it. And no decent rapper would want to be interviewed by a kid, right? But I could, I don't know what I would do, but I would try something to get them to try to understand stuff like that. But, you see, I know my brother, he just started doing Twitch streams, so that's cool, you know. Me and my other brother, we were trying to see what he would, like, what he would try to do. You know, like, some, like, we'd make him famous by running behind him while he's, like run, sprint behind him and be, like, doing something crazy. Some people be like, oh, stream's going wrong. We'd end up on, like, a PewDiePie channel. But then I don't know how that would work out, you know. You know, they'd either be not watching his stream, but because they'd be like, oh, where's the weird kids running in the back or something like that. But it's like, what the heck? Why would I want to do that? But here's a that was a little bit off topic, but here's a big thing. So, you know, people, YouTube is supposed to be a necessarily, like a, almost like a, people show their videos, show their life, show something that they know how to do, show something that they can teach you how to do. But it's to the point where it's kind of like whoever does the craziest stunt gets the best views. So now it's to the point where these people that actually have talents, young like pixelators or animators, can't grow because everybody is addicted to watching or enjoy watching these big YouTubers. Because there's crazy, I mean, not necessarily, because there's probably, like, a lot more YouTubers that people don't know, but lots of people do, like, that have millions of subscribers. But there are these videos where people will watch them, like, once or twice, and then they just move on from that. You know, they'd subscribe and move on. They'd be like, I like this video. Then they told me to subscribe. They'd be like, link in the description. Subscribe. But I'm not a YouTuber. See? Personally, I'd like to make this more about business. But unless you got businessmen to interview, nobody wants to watch that, you know? It would be very, very interesting. But that's where the trouble comes in. The fact that nobody wants to really necessarily see that. You know, some people would rather make something like this at night, or people that do it for a living would do it during the day, but some people would want to do it at night, judging by the fact that it'd be interesting. But, you know, I don't necessarily like to make stuff. Like, I never really understood how these one people, like one person being a YouTuber or something like that, or a podcaster, they just sit in their room and do it by themselves. But now that I'm doing this, it kind of like opens my eyes to see how really easy it is, because it's not, until I get like at least one person that watches this, even if it's somebody you know, if I get one person to watch it, then I'm not gonna make it about specific subjects. You know, I'm just going to talk what I think about, what I look at on my laptop slash thing or whatever. But what I look at, what I see browsing through the web. See, some people might say it's fake. Like, he's not doing this. He's not thinking of it himself. Well, You know, it's not necessarily that, but did you know that the Jakim star, when he's looking through this drama, he probably watches the YouTube videos, then looks at what other people have to say, which is kind of what I'm doing. I'm not going to watch a YouTube video or anything like that, but I just kind of like scroll through, think about stuff that's on my mind, then maybe why I'm just sitting here talking, but because I'm not going to be sitting here for like hours at end just talking about a specific subject, unless maybe I had like a person on the show. But a podcast, it has to be at least 30 minutes apparently, or else it's just considered like a something short and simple. But you know, sometimes it feels like you could just sit here and play a game and talk, you know. But I just wanted to say that, so if you get mad about that I'm off topic or whatever I'm talking about, or I said that I wasn't going to talk about something and I ended up talking about it, like YouTube. Like I said, I wasn't going to talk about YouTube, and what am I doing right now? What was I doing a couple minutes ago? Keemstar, Logan Paul, Jake Paul, Shane Dawson. But, you see, I watch, like, Shane Dawson or whatever. I didn't watch him, like, regularly, but I wanted to see his Jake Paul thing. But the thing is that it was kind of interesting. Because some people that were like, oh, what the heck, why would you watch that, weird, and then they come to me or someone I know saying like, oh, what the heck, I'm watching episode 5, what episode are you on? And then it turns out they're actually ahead of you, they're like, yeah, and then they spoil it for you, and you're like, I didn't watch it yet, they're like, oh, sorry, it's like, maybe I should have never told you anything. Maybe I should have just kept it to myself, but it's just funny. It's just funny judging by the fact that they said they were making fun of you for watching it earlier, and then they end up watching it. So then it's like, what the heck? Like, the only thing that I could understand, it was just interesting to me, like, how Jake Paul was off camera, how he'd just go from one thing to the next thing, not explaining anything else. But later on this podcast series, I want to have different people that I know, different friends that know about other stuff. You see, this kind of watching someone else interview someone, or someone that I knew getting interviewed, like someone in my family members, it was really interesting. And I was like, oh, wonder how they just come in there and set it up in their house. Like, it turns out, oh, I came to your house. I thought they came to like a studio or something. So I was like, if they can do that, why can't I? Why can't I try to make a podcast? So this is just kind of an opener, trying to explain stuff. See, it's almost impossible to... It's really hard to become a bigger podcaster or something like that. You know, because all these people make these interesting assumptions about, like, oh, what the heck, it's just a kid, why would I want to hear about that? Well, I guess you probably wouldn't want to hear about this. But I want to at least try to get people to officially understand what's on my mind. You know, it actually probably, if everybody podcasted, it could help a lot of things, in my opinion. If you just had thoughts that you didn't want to talk about, you could talk about it on a podcast. But this is like, I'm not going to be like an emo person, like, yes, and then when I was 5, everybody I knew was gone, and stuff like that. I'm just going to talk about stuff like drama, business. That's what this podcast is going to be about. I mean, I know I've been scrambling, but this is my first thing. It's the first time ever making one. You know, you see, I like to think of myself as a simple person, but sometimes people are like, oh, no way. You know, now let's talk about school for a minute here. So, in school, there's these, I don't know if you know, if no matter where you live, there's like some kind of, not necessarily an SOL, but an SOL. That's what we have in where I live. We have SOLs. So then, the SOL is a test that covers everything that you learn in different classes. Sometimes you don't have one, sometimes you do. But here's what I think the problem is now here at these places. So, like, teachers are teaching for the SOL. So, the thing that doesn't make sense is the fact that, like, why would you teach the SOL? Like, they're like, oh, we gotta be ready for the SOL. Like, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we do want to be ready for the SOL. But I want to be ready because I know the stuff, not because I memorize what I'm supposed to do. You know, like, they teach you, but then by the end of... So, you have till, like, December. Then when you come from school after, like, a winter break or something like that, then they're like, then it's SOL's practice. Start practicing for your SOL. So it's like, if I'm practicing for my SOL after I didn't even learn anything, then these teachers are cramming late trying to get everything done in time. But they don't know. But the kids don't know that they're supposed to not... They're trying to make you memorize what you're supposed to be doing, when I feel that you shouldn't be memorizing, but you should be, shouldn't be memorizing, that I feel that you should be knowing it and learning it the right way. See, I talked to some teachers, and then they agree with me. They're like, yeah, but if I had an option of making my students take an SOL, I wouldn't have them take an SOL. But the problem is that's why teachers teach for the SOL, because the same as you get a report card, they get a report card. It's talking about how the kids did on the SOL. I mean, I know not so much as, like, 2018, because there was instances where teachers would cheat, but more so, like maybe something like 2012, just about there, 2011, they used to get pay raises, depending on how their students did. Well, I disagree that they should get a pay raise for that, because they're doing what you're supposed to know, what you're supposed to do. Which, I mean, I guess some people would be like, yeah, they're doing what they're supposed to do, so they should get a pay raise. But, I mean, if it's something simple like teaching them, like, you shouldn't get a pay raise for teaching them, because you're teaching them. That's what it's called, a teacher. But pay raises, that people are greedy. That's all I can say. So if you're greedy, then of course you're going to try to, if you're greedy, you're going to try to get as much money as you can. So some teachers would be cheating, telling their students and stuff. But personally, I know this may sound terrible, but I would probably blackmail them. Be like, if you don't, I'm gonna tell the board that you were cheating. And then they're gonna be like, oh, wow, see, that's where that comes in. So it's like, use that to your advantage. So it's good for the kids, but I don't believe that that's what should be happening, you know? I feel that it should be you teach, they learn, they remember. They should be not, they don't want to mem- you don't want students to memorize stuff. Like, that's like giving a study guide out that has the exact same answers to the test that you're taking. So then that defeats the whole purpose of a test, because if you memorize A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, Z, then, of course, you're going to get it right because you memorized it. But then if they did something where you're like, well, you're not memorizing, but you have to actually practice and understand it and be able to do it, given any problem, unless it's like something crazy, but given any problem that you're able to handle. So, just, I think I should wrap this up. We had a little bit of, maybe about a minute left. So I really do want to say this, that the fact that probably only one person is going to hear this, but I want to say this, that I just listen about everything that I said. I think everything that I said made sense. I mean, it's only in half an hour, like a podcast, so it shouldn't be too hard to keep track of and pay attention to. But I think it was pretty good, but I want to wrap it up. I want to say thank you for all my listeners, and thank you for feedback. Yeah, do that. Give me feedback. So just do that and explain everything. But that's just what I wanted you guys to know. You know, I got a clean setup. Well, by Golden Record Studio. Well, this is what this is going to be called. So you guys need to understand that. So I just want to say bye. Bye. Let me just sign off here with this. Let's play some. Let's play some music. Give me a second. Ooh. Copyright.